Good morning again.
We're going to go for a twofer today. So if you're getting this podcast, you can still check the one that was published an hour ago regarding our hockey parlays of the day. This one has no parlay. And I'm just going to give you a play. It's in the NBA. And I'm just feeling ornery today. I'm going to take it out of the NBA. How's that sound? So here's the thing. I wrote this up. You can read this in writing over at Score Projections page at Patreon. But I was a little bit of a mood, so I'm going to put it right out here in the podcast as well. Here's the thing. If I put these four games in an unventilated room and turned up the heat, well, yeah, let's just say I'd rather shovel bar manure. And I've actually done that, so this is not mere hyperbole. Here's what I've got. Projection, Philly 109, New York 105. Best case for Philadelphia is a 114-101 win. Best case for New York, 109-105 win. They could actually win the game. Low score scenario would be a 105-101 Philadelphia win. And a high score scenario would be a 114-109 Philadelphia win. So the money move suggests that we take the over. The total is moving up slightly. And we still have a nice cushion over that. Again, the projection is Philly 109, New York 105. Projection, Philadelphia 109, New York 105. So obviously we're not going to play the spread with that one. If you did, you'd have to take New York. But again, the money move suggests we take the over. My numbers suggest we take the over. However, I'm not doing a darn thing the money tells me when it involves these two cities. Philadelphia and New York, no. When it comes to sports betting, these two cities are too wise, if you know what I mean. So they can take their head fake money move, and sucker someone else. I'm not interested in that. Next game. Projection is Dallas 111, LA Clippers 105. There's really not much you can do with that side as well. Now, the best case scenario for Dallas is 114-100 win. Best case scenario for the Clips is a 110-106 win. The low score scenario has Dallas coming out ahead 106-100. The high score scenario has Dallas coming out 114-110. Over 209.5 would be the play. Money agrees with that move. However, we are required to use our eyeballs too. The last two games were 189 and 191 respectively. So yeah, heck no, I do think defense gets played here regardless of my numbers. So no. Third game, projection, Indiana 117, Milwaukee 107. Really can't do much with the spread there. Best case scenario for Indiana, 121-104. Best case scenario for the Bucks, 114-112 win. Low score scenario has the Pacers on top, 112-100. And the high score scenario has the Pacers on top, 121-114. Over 216 would be a play. I'm looking at 224. However, the line has moved down sharply, and I do mean sharply, from 223 down to 216. That's massive. That's massive. You simply can't go against that number. Something dirty is happening, and I really want no part of it. I don't care about injury stuff. You know, there's something going on that we're not being told. It's just, no. No. Fourth game, projection, Minnesota 110, Phoenix 106. Not much we can do with that game, but I'll get to that in a second. Let's just move on. Best case, Minnesota 114-101. Best case for Minnesota is a 13-point win. Best case for Phoenix is a 109-107 outright win. Low score scenario has Minnesota on top 107-101. High score scenario has Minnesota on top 114-109. There is an official play here. As much as this whole card smells, something's dirty. I'm going to take the over. Over 210.5 for half a unit on the Minnesota and Phoenix game. You know, I think Minnesota wins this game. I almost bet that Minnesota wins this game. You may want to bet that Minnesota wins this game. At the end of the day, I don't give a rat's behind who wins as long as they forget to play defense. Or give me the overtime, I don't care. Whoever wants to win, win. Minnesota could sweep them. Maybe Phoenix has mailed it in. Durant and company mailed it in. Maybe Minnesota thinks they've got it all buttoned up. You know, they don't play. Bottom line, I'm thinking Phoenix is going to play more offense than defense. I think Minnesota may be lax to some degree. I'm taking the over. I don't think there's anything that's shockingly going to happen to us on that. I don't think there's any funny business going on. I'm just taking the over. That's the only play I have in the four games. I'm not touching the size. As I said, you may consider Minnesota. If I was forced to bet on the game, and thank God you can't be forced to do anything, I would take Minnesota. And I wouldn't feel too scared about it. But again, at the end of the day, I don't care who wins this one. Just give me a lot of points. Good luck.